Colton Geldings, the grey, about to move in Jack's grave for Gary Fraser as we head back to Luke Marlowe. Live racing at tasracing.com.au. What I get, thank you.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalog loaded up is nicely here. Join us and bid from wherever you are.
Nearly ready to go for heat number seven.
Out and about or on the farm.
So, yes, 3-year-old.
Bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
On Sky it looked to be
Sports
ready.
Radio, heard throughout New South Wales and via the Tab app wherever you travel. It's time for Racing HQ. Racing HQ. 2 hours of required racing information.
And at 10:04, we'll be taking a look at the
And they're away now. Pretty good dispatch as well, with the exception of I'm Hearing Ya. It drops back to last early. And Breaking World Deep Out was Every Chance. It's looking to try and cross. Kicking up Kyson Platoon goes to second, and back behind those was Latimer. Followed further back by Madison Gardens. Between horses was Jack's Grey. Next in the field at that stage of the trial was I'm Hearing Ya, and last of all, Garvin. As they come up to the home turn, showing the way Every Chance at the 250. It's in front from Kyson Platoon. Niggled at Latimer back on the rails, then Jack's Grey, Madison Gardens down the outside. At the 100 metres, Every Chance leading from Kyson Platoon a length away. Every Chance in front, Kyson Platoon making ground, but Every Chance wins it by a neck. Kyson Platoon, Latimer third. Behind those, Jack's Grey ahead of Madison Gardens, Garvin, and I'm Hearing Ya last time.
Okay, more details on that coming up. Shani, they're getting set now at Wyong. This is heat number 10, a maiden trial. A couple of key ones here that we should mention. No doubt. So we've only got a few out of line. Just have a quick run through.
Dangerous Behaviour, yet to go. Well, actually, the only one that has gone to the races is Tian Ma Suave, and that's trialled quite nicely in her two trials. Oriental Reigns having her fourth trial today. Dangerous Behaviour is a filly, and she's having her fourth trial today also. We better head straight to Phil.
Loaded very quickly here. Change of colours on Munji, carrying the off they go in trial number 10. Yeah, no, really, and really beginning fast was Dangerous Behaviour, is going to bounce to the lead early from the grey My Boy Benny, who now driving underneath it, and Mungie's third on the inside. Oriental Rain was next. Swardness is pushing through the centre, and Tianmar drops to the tail, but it's a pretty tight, compact field as they head towards the 500 metre point. And the grey My Boy Benny railed through and led from Dangerous Behaviour. Swardness is on the outside of Mungie in third spot. And came Oriental Rain, and Tianmar is looking to get a little bit off the fence there, and it's tacked right on at the rear of the field. To the bend they come, and it's My Boy Benny and Dangerous Behaviour, and they've got away from Suaveness. Oriental Rain, a wider runner. Tianmar trying to come underneath it, and Mungie's dropped out. 200 metres left to travel. Dangerous Behaviour and My Boy Benny. It's Dangerous Behaviour just in front of My Boy Benny. Dangerous Behaviour clinging onto the lead close to the line, and Dangerous Behaviour a half head to My Boy Benny. Suaveness ran third, Tianmar fourth, but there won't be a whole lot in that. Oriental Rain was next, and Mungie finished up at the tail. Beautiful condition, and she's a cracker of a race. Another relatively close finish, Dangerous Behaviour and My Boy Benny. They went at it from the word go. Number two, Dangerous Behaviour gets the judge's nod. 51.85, 51.85 overall, 35.39 the last 600, 35.39. Number two, Dangerous Behaviour, Chris Lee's Aaron Bullock. Number four, My Boy Benny second, Damien Lane, Paul King. And in all likelihood, it'll be a further photo for third. A couple of close finishes here today. Some quite competitive trialling. Number six gets third, Suaveness for Alan Denham and Chris O'Brien. 2, 4, and 6 are the confirmed numbers after trial 10. 2, 4, and 6. 51.85. 35.39, and the margins are about to come up on this 10th trial. Number 7 gets 4th, Tianmar for John Sargent and Travis Wolfgram. Ahead was the winning margin, 1 and 3 quarters between 2nd and 3rd. Ahead 1 and 3 quarters, 2, 4, 6, 7, trial 10.
I suspect that she's now ready for the race's Dangerous Behaviour. She had two trials and she was okay going back to May of last year. She was given a good solid break by Chris Lees. Her first trial this time in was at Gosford on January 6th, and here she is 10 days later on the outside. She's done everything right. Chestnut in colour as the majority of the Dreamerhead progeny are. That was tidy work. The second fellow, my boy Benny, is listed, Shani, as being grey or bay. I don't think there's any question as to his colouring.
He's nearly white, isn't he?
He's nearly white, isn't he? Damien Lane does a great job with his horses there. Wyong has finished second at number six. Suaveness in third. Tien Ma has finished fourth. So there are the times on screen as well.
Dangerous Behaviour, just wanted to lay out slightly around the turn. She'll only benefit from experience there. It wasn't bad. She just sort of lay out a little bit there. Once she was in the straight, she went straight there. But look, as I said, benefit. The experience will only benefit her. I thought my boy Benny in the second spot, much improved trial, and then into third spot was Suaveness. She didn't trial too badly either. He's a full replay, heat 10.
Yes, the cerise, predominantly cerise colours. Off they go in trial number 10. And beginning fast was Dangerous Behaviour, is going to bounce to the lead early from the grey My Boy Benny, who now driving underneath it, and Mungie's third on the inside. Oriental Rain was next. Suaveness is pushing through the centre, and Tien Ma drops to the tail, but it's a pretty tight, compact field as they head towards the 500 metre point. And the grey My Boy Benny railed through and led from Dangerous Behaviour. Suaveness is on the outside of Mungie in third spot. And came Oriental Rain, and Tien Ma is looking to get a little bit off the fence there, and it's tacked right on at the rear of the field. To the bend they come, and it's My Boy Benny and Dangerous Behaviour, and they've got away from Suaveness. Oriental Rain, a wider runner. Tien Ma trying to come underneath it, and Mungie's dropped out. 200 metres left to travel. Dangerous Behaviour and My Boy Benny. It's Dangerous Behaviour just in front of My Boy Benny. Dangerous Behaviour clinging onto the lead close to the line, and Dangerous Behaviour a half head to My Boy Benny. Suaveness ran third, Tien Ma fourth, but there won't be a whole lot in that. Oriental Rain was next, and Mungie finished up at the tail.
Third event and 5-1 last
Dangerous Behaviour taking out the 10th trial, a Dreamerhead filly trained by Chris Lees. My Boy Benny, a son of Orchardized, in the second spot, trained by Damien Lane. And Suaveness, a Street Sense filly trained by Alan Denham. 51.85 ahead by 1 3/4.
Okay, we're getting through them. We're off to a break on Sky Thoroughbred Central. The final heat at Hawkesbury coming up shortly.
Mark 70 down there at Wagon. It was a pretty handy bunch of horses that he beat, Vinny Bake and Bring a Secret. And he's kept him nice and fresh for this Palmo. He's got the good weight and gone outside them, but he's got enough back to so Jeff rides this track and every track. Well, you know what you get when you put Jeff Kent right. I had to go with him. And look, I think he's probably the second best bet on the program. Outside him, two Moroccan Ruby before, because Keith Dryden and Scotty Collins and Rachel Hunt taking the claim. He's got a good gate. It got back a fair way. It had to go round them in the Cootamunga Cup there. And, look, I thought it was pretty solid where it finished off there. Back to the 41, got the freshen up. It's certainly going to suit her. She might be able to posse up a little bit closer as well. I look forward to Dramatico. Been really good. There was a disgrace last time. Actually, got a little bit too mid-race there behind Adam Eve at Canterbury. The win before that over this trip was really good. And I expect that it'll get a few favours in the run as well. And I thought 7 or so in there. Louis Joyce going for the hut, should I say, today. He's best for the rest. But a good couple of chances outside those with the flash mud singled out. Wouldn't be surprised to see either of those figure either. But I think they've all got to be the top weight. 1, 2, 4, 7, 4.
All right, we're going to race 4 now. And this is the maiden, $40,000 maiden. Now 13, 15, 16, 17, 18 come out. 2 Admire Gratis is $4.80. Number 4 Tearaway, $5.77. Striking at $5.50. 1 Fuel Sand, $6.50. Along with 3 McCubbin.
Welcome back. The 11th heat coming up from Wyong. They're about to head out. This is over the 8:45 maiden trial for the 3-year-olds. Let's have a look at them. Escucha, daughter of Eve's dropper, Greg Bennett.
She's only had the one trial. That was at Tamworth on the 6th of January. She began first. She didn't show any speed. Was well beaten. She was pushed out to the line. They're beaten about 14 lengths overall.
King James is having his first trial. Son of Snitzel, beautifully bred.
He is listed as having the blinkers. Whether or not he wears them, I'm not too sure. Anyway, he's out of a Royal Academy mare in Royal Pageant. and it goes back to the family of Fully Fledged, who was a champion colt in New Zealand back in 2007.
Okay, Noble Dragon for Kristen Buchanan has had two previous trials.
He's by Hidden Dragon, and his first trial was back on the 28th of November. He finished last, beaten about 13 lengths. He then went to Wyong on the 28th of December and finished fourth behind Sanctuary Cove. He proved a little bit difficult for Rachel King in behind them. He wanted to take charge. He wanted to over-race. The other jockeys had to let her out, as otherwise God knows what could have happened there. So hopefully he's... Well, I'm sure Kristen's been working on his manners at home, but I think from memory in his very first trial, he proved a little bit difficult there for poor King. So he's a horse that will improve once he learns to settle in behind them.
Okay, next cap off the rank, Power Ahead, daughter of Authorised.
One trial for her, that was on the 6th of January also. She finished 6th behind Decepticon, beaten just under 9 lengths. She was last out of the gates, worked into midfield, was urged along to the line.
The Wormless family and Chris Lees combine with Purple Trail.
A Cape Blanco gelding, he's having his fourth trial today. His more recent trial was on the 4th of October. He finished 3rd behind Archie Barber. He sat just off the speed, was under the whip up the straight, but wasn't too far away from the winner overall.
Okay, then we go to Tiki Tala then, first day at the trials for Alan Kehoe.
A son of tickets out of a Frisco View mare in Alameda, and she was a winner of 5 races. She's had 3 foals, 2 of the races, and 1 has been a winner thus far.
Okay, that's a look at them as they arrive around to act at the gate. So Escucha has had 1 trial. King James, his first go this morning. Noble Dragon, rather, has had 2. Power Ahead, 1. Purple Trail has been the most experienced, bred by Sir Patrick and Lady Justine Hogan, a son of Cape Blanco out of a New Zealand mare. So an Irish Stallion, New Zealand mare, trained in Australia. The international stuff on the page there, and Tiki Tala, the other one, tickets, as you say, out of a Frisco View mare. First day at the trials for him. So this is heat number 11. The final heat obviously will follow. Maiden trial for the 4-year-olds and up over the 8:45. At Hawkesbury, the 3-year-old fillies will wrap up proceedings there over the 760 metres. 5 out of the night, 13. 8 critical touch. All right, now at Hawkesbury, Identic as a daughter. I'm invincible for the White family, Gary Fraser.
Very well bred. She's out of a Thalbrev mare in Bravity, who was unraced. She was a half to a Gister and Ready All, both stakes winners. Her third dam was Triske, and it goes to the family of a Stern.
Famous White family. Crystal carries the Nieta colours, John Thompson.
00 filly trialled at Scone on the 28th of September. I don't think that John would have trained her back then, so she's obviously a new representative here for John.
Yeah, Bubba Henry rode in that trial up at Scone. Missus had 2 races. Starts for Wanderings down the track at both of those, beaten out of sight, mind you. We then go to More Style for Gary Fraser.
She trialled at Gosford on the 6th of January, finished 5th behind Decepticon, beaten 7 lengths.
Well, Palazzo Grisallo is a homebred for Jerry Harvey.
She was beaten 17 lengths at the Beaumont back in August. That was a heavy 10 though, so excuses there.
And Supreme GG finally trained on the track.
She finished 4th in her second trial back on the 5th of September, and we are hearing that Crystal has been scratched from Hawkesbury. We might head back to Wyong. They're just about all in. Here's Phil for the second last trial of the morning.
Tiki Tala comes up. King James is already in there. Purple Trail's gone up. Escucha, Molly Partridge. Today, and it's a pretty solid race, but bringing a scooter up for Greg Bennett. Really well, she's a nice filly on the up. I've got a second pick here. So I've got Power Ahead. Yet to come in. Back down the chute is Noble Dragon. Paul King riding Noble Dragon for Kristen Buchanan. Noble Dragon's on the back foot at the moment, to 70 metres or so back from the gates. But these others have gone in well. Power Ahead's now gone in. Matt's course on Power Ahead. I don't know if it could do that today. Andrew Gibbons rides King James. Purple Trail, Aaron Bullock. Tiki Tala, Courtney Vanderwerf. Very, very good field, Sean. Yeah, the Noble Dragon is about to come in, complete the line. Second last of the morning. Never on the track. Look, it's had a few excuses. Bright sunshine at the moment, still plenty of clouds about.
I wouldn't be surprised to see either of those improve, Sean.
Even the sun is out after a very overcast early start to the day.
So it's just underlined
how many chances there is.
Noble Dragon looks to go in now, and it's in there. And the red light goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
This is trial number 11.
The next event, we look at race 6, which is
Purple Trail drawn the inside.
Now we pull out 5, Mr. Jackman.
Light flashes, starter has them, and away they go. And Purple Trail began nicely, but Tiki Tala's ridden with some urgency early on. And Tiki Tala's going to run to the lead by 2.5 lengths early over Purple Trail. Noble Dragon in third spot, a couple of lengths away, Power Ahead. King James on its outside, and the Scoocher is about 3 lengths away at the rear. Inside the 600 metres they travel, and it's Tiki Tala leading out. Steadied now, leads out by about a half length. Now getting a little bit closer on the outside was Noble Dragon. In third spot then was Purple Trail, followed by King James. Power Ahead just being urged along there. It's back second last. A Scoocher at the rear as they straighten up at the 300. Noble Dragon on the outside of Tiki Tala. Purple Trail in third spot. King James comes to the outside. Then Power Ahead, a Scoocher. Noble Dragon takes the lead. Trying to fight back as Tiki Tala. It's Noble Dragon. Tiki Tala coming back at it. Tiki Tala doing best. Tiki Tala ridden right out. Won by about a long neck to Noble Dragon. Purple Trail ran third. King James ran fourth. Power Ahead was next, and a Scoocher finished up at the rear. Pushed right out, Tiki Tala, Courtney Vanderwerf, Alan Kehoe. Noble Dragon clearly headed it at about the 150, but Tiki Tala was really asked to finish off in that trial and has done so. 52.11 the overall time, 52.11. Last 600, 34.97, 34.97. Winning margin was a neck in the end, a neck. Number 7, the winner, Tiki Tala, Alan Kehoe and Courtney Vanderwerf. Number 4, second, Noble Dragon, Kristen Buchanan, Paul King with the ride. And number 6 getting third, Purple Trail, Chris Lees, Aaron Bullock. A neck by 2 3/4. A neck 2 3/4, 7 4 6, standing by for fourth after trial 11.
Really good. Alright, so Tiki Tala then, a son of tickets out of a Frisco View mare, Alan Kehoe, led them up on the home corner. That's Kristen Buchanan's horse, St. Noble Dragon, to the outside. Of the others, the Wanless horse there, Purple Trail, in that blue cap. He's just given a pretty quiet time of it. Want to trial it to Wyong going back to October. He probably has another one before he goes back to the races. Second horse of Kristen's has shown improvement there, the son of that Hidden Dragon.
A lot of improvement. He sat up outside the leader today and he raced a lot more generously. As I said, his two previous trials he proved a little bit difficult, but I can't remember if he wore the shadow roll, but he's worn it today. He wasn't in behind them. He was allowed to stride out and he was much better. So there's obviously improvement. There's obviously ability from him. He just really needed to work on those manners. Certainly nothing wrong with Tiki Tala's trial there. He looked gone up the straight and then given a little bit of urge on. I think Courtney Vanderwerf is on him, and he got going late, so he'll only improve in his next trial. We'll have a full replay of Heat 11 with Tiki Tala taking it out.
Side. Light flashes, starter has them, and away they go. And Purple Trail began nicely, but Tiki Tala's ridden with some urgency early on. And Tiki Tala's going to run to the lead by 2.5 lengths early over Purple Trail. Noble Dragon in third spot, a couple of lengths away, Power Ahead. King James on its outside, and a Scoocher is about 3 lengths away at the rear. Inside the 600 metres they travel, and it's Tiki Tala leading out. Steadied now, leads out by about a half length. Now getting a little bit closer on the outside was Noble Dragon. In third spot then was Purple Trail, followed by King James. Power Ahead just being urged along there. It's back second last. A Scoocher at the rear as they straighten up at the 300. Noble Dragon on the outside of Tiki Tala. Purple Trail in third spot. King James comes to the outside. Then Power Ahead, a Scoocher. Noble Dragon takes the lead. Trying to fight back as Tiki Tala. It's Noble Dragon. Tiki Tala coming back at it. Tiki Tala doing best. Tiki Tala ridden right out. Won by about a long neck to Noble Dragon. Purple Trail ran third. King James ran fourth. Power Ahead was next, and a Scoocher finished up at the rear.
Tiki Tala taking out the 11th trial of Tickets Gelding, trained by Alan Kehoe. A Noble Dragon into second spot, a Hidden Dragon Gelding, trained by Kristen Buchanan, and a Purple Trail, a Cape Blanco Gelding, trained by Chris Lees. 52.11, a neck by 2 3/4.
All right, that was the 11th, so one more to come there from Wyong. Now, we couldn't bring you a Heat number 8, the last from Hawkesbury. This was a maiden trial for the three-year-old fillies over the 760 to wrap up the morning.
Well, she's never far off the mark. Bank on Henry's the one that frightened me a bit, Sean. He was pretty good last time at Wagga. And, look, he's got a really good finish on him. So,
He's not my tip for the concern.
And jumping well was Palazzo Cristallo. It's looking for the early lead. Going up there was Supreme GG. Using the rails in the early part was more style to go through as well. Behind those then was Missile Miss and Identic. He's back last of all after bungling the start. It's about 10 off the second last horse. Approaching the turn and more style makes the swing here on the inside of Palazzo Cristallo. They're about 5 lengths in front of Supreme GG, Missile Miss, and Identic tailed off at the 200 metres. It's more style, joined now by Palazzo Cristallo again. Palazzo Cristallo went to the lead, Missile Miss finishing well. It's coming home over the top, Missile Miss. Missile Miss goes home to win the trial from Palazzo Cristallo. Third across was more style, then came Supreme GG and Identic.
Missile Miss taking out the last trial of the morning for Wanderings there. Hasn't really done too much in her races, but that trial was quite nice. So if she can take that to the races, you expect her to trial, will be racing a little bit better than what we have seen. So that was Heat 8 from Hawkesbury, done and dusted.
Okay, 44.89. Now, thanks to Luke Marlow and all of the team out there for their help right throughout the course of the morning. We've still got one more heat to come from Wyong. Maiden trial, four-year-olds and upwards to wrap up the day there. And they are getting around to the gates as we have a look at them, starting off with one of Damien Lane's, a four-year-old mare who we haven't seen previously. Charles, a very good trainer there, Damien, and he does a lot of work on the track as well as running his stable operation. He does a lot of work in terms of the maintenance of the track there and lending a hand. He's a terrific bloke as well.
He does a really good job with his horses. This mare, interestingly named, I don't know what the name means, but she's out of a Luskin Star mare in Star Gold. She was placed. Goes back to the family of River Lad.
Of course, we won a Stradbroke for Natalie McCall. All right, Gypsy Rhythm then is here for Greg Bennett, formerly trained in Queensland, now to Greg Scone base.
She's by Monashie Mountain, and she had that one trial up at Toowoomba. She finished fifth, beaten 4.5 lengths. Unfortunately, no footage, so I don't know how she actually really went.
Okay, Little O had one trial. That was only about 10 days ago.
She's by 00. She finished fifth behind Dangerous Behaviour, who we saw take out an earlier trial. She got back to last on that trial. She then actually pushed forward into and took off early and was pushed on in the straight there. So interesting to see what she does. She was beaten 7 lengths.
Okay, remember Wolfie for Alan Kehoe. A couple of his have gone very nice, including that one in the previous. This is a five-year-old, only a four-start veteran.
Unplaced in all four runs to date. The last time we saw him was on the 2nd of August up at Cessnock, where he finished ninth, beaten 13 lengths.
Okay, yes, we see is showing a little bit of promise in provincial and bush grade for Kristen Buchanan. There might be some talent here, but she's just a mare that has taken her time.
Well, she went to Mudgee for a second start back on the 3rd of July. That was on a heavy 8 out there. From memory, I think she got back in the ruck. Was a heavy eight, a few little, she didn't have the best of runs, but look, I think Kristen was always saying that she'd be going straight back out and she'd be a better mare over time, and that's what she is. And I think her name means yes, yes, yes in three different languages. So,
yep, spot on. All right, she was fifth at her first start at Musselbrook behind Solicitation and LeBrook. They've won multiple races over the 1280. She was only beaten a length and a half, so that was in January of last year. A big break, and she resumed on that heavy track. She's been given another break. She's bred to be a mare that takes her time or needs a bit of time for maturing. I reckon this prep we might see something from her. So in what we've seen thus far, she probably is the one that we'll be keeping an eye on the most. All right, at the gates and about to link in for the last of a neat dozen there this morning. Well, technically 11, but in terms of what is written on the page, no one neat dozen. Of course, the control room here and the crew, they like to pick you up on, you know, on any stumblings that you might make. So as soon as I said a dozen, oh, they were into me and whatnot. But that gives them a little bit of a thrill each morning that occasionally we might make a blunder. But that's okay, Shani. We've got thick skins. Let's get to Phil for the last.
Yep,
final trial
nice
of the morning here.
Wasn't she, Sean? And
made good time, even with the abandonment of an earlier trial.
And highly regarded racing and
running right on
very
schedule.
Sad passing and look how thoughts.
We've got five to run in this final trial.
Yep, and you can see
Little
Andrew
O's gone in riderless. Would appear.
Yeah, good to see. And
remember
look,
Wolfie.
I mean, obviously one of those boys
likewise, both riders
the
are standing up in the gates.
We go back to the likes of Hugh Bowman right through to
Tipsy Rhythm has just arrived at the gates with the clerk of the course.
In the highest regard.
Now, Fanny Chanal is coming in.
In the most positive way.
Yes, we see being led up. Paul King riding Yes, we see. Taylor Langstrom on Remember Wolfie. Serge Lisney on Little O. Molly Partridge, Gypsy Rhythm. And Kelly Holding on Fanny Chanal.
There, racing editor from the Daily Telegraph. We'll take a break. Then we'll update news and sport. And following that, we'll go Greyhound.
Gypsy Rhythm was in attendance with the clerk of the course. Just pulled away.
Sydney is back this April at Royal Randwick.
The clerk of the course has gone back to grab Gypsy Rhythm. Now coming down, puts the lead strap on. Gypsy Rhythm not too keen to get anywhere near the gates at this point. Rider on Remember Wolfie is still out of the saddle.
Style and glamour you deserve. Don't miss out on the hottest ticket in town this Sydney Carnival. Visit www.gypsyrhythm.com.
Still backing away. He's obscured just at the moment behind the ambulance from where I'm positioned. Now, Gypsy Rhythm being trotted up.
Don't miss the NZB Caracas.
Need Gypsy Rhythm to go in and we'll be set to go in the final trial of the morning, trial number 12.
On Sky Thoroughbred Central.
G'day. Gypsy Rhythm about to be led forward.
Want to bring the magic
goes in
the
now.
Test to your own community this summer.
Rider on Remember Wolfie's about to get set once again.
In your own backyard and help
Taylor Langstrom on Remember Wolfie drawing the inside gate. And the starter has them for the final trial of the morning, trial 12.
A little bit easier for families going through breast cancer.
All
find
set.
How at pinkstumpstay.com.au.
Ready for the last.
Together,
and they're off.
Make a difference.
And Gypsy Rhythm was the first to begin and bounces out and leads over Remember Wolfie in second spot, Little O into third spot, Fanny Cheval's three wide in fourth spot, and Yes We See is last of the five runners and about five lengths from the leader, who's Gypsy Rhythm, but now Remember Wolfie drives up underneath it, and Remember Wolfie rails through and grabs the lead. Little O gets underneath Gypsy Rhythm into second spot, so Gypsy Rhythm's now out three wide. Even wider was Fanny Cheval, and Yes We See is sneaking up on the fence behind these leaders. So it's a pretty competitive trial as they make their way up to the bend. Remember Wolfie on the inside, wide on the track is Fanny Cheval. Yes We See trying to come through the centre, then Gypsy Rhythm, Fanny Cheval ran to the lead inside the 200. Yes We See works to second. Fanny Cheval in front. Yes We See is driving at it close to the line. They hit it. Fanny Cheval or Yes We See. Nothing at all in it. Be a nose either way. In third spot, Remember Wolfie and a long gap back Gypsy Rhythm and Little O. The morning of close finishes here.
And Yankee Rose has returned a positive result.
We've got Yes We See and Fanny Cheval going to
the flight stakes in October.
Line locked together. And there'll be nothing at all in it. Number one, Fanny Chanel has got the judges' nod. Number one first. 51.82 overall, 51.82. 35.17 was the last 600, 35.17. Number one, Fanny Chanel for Damien Lane and Kelly Holding. 5 second, Yes We See for Kristen Buchanan, Paul King riding. And number four, Remember Wolfie gets third, Alan Theo and Taylor Langstrom. 154, 51.82, 35.17. Officially fourth, number two, Gypsy Rhythm for Greg Bennett, Molly Partridge, 154 and 2. Margins are about to come up on the final heat of the morning. Short half head by 1 3/4. Short half head, 1 3/4. Wrapping up details after trial 12 here at Wyong this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good on you, Phil. Thank you. And thank you for your help throughout the course of the morning there. So one for Damien Lane, coursing very deep in the home straight. We thought there might be some improvement from Kristen Buchanan's mare there, and Yes We See, who got back in the ruck and then poked through and quite might be on. The eventual winner's got a lot more size on her than does the runner-up led by Adam Sanksy, Yes We See, but I think after that spell and back on firmer footing, that has done her the world of good. There'll be a win. There'll be a race in her, no doubt, placed correctly, which so she certainly will be by Kristen.
But certainly, Kristen always places her horses well, and I'm sure she'll place this mare well as well. But look, the winner, Fanny Chanel, she's a four-year-old mare. She's obviously taken a little bit of time to come to hand, stepping out for her very first trial. She did course wide around the thing. I don't think that was her. I think that was the jockeys hearing her out there. Might have been better going out there by the latter part of the morning, but she's done a really nice job. I think we'll only see improvement next time she steps out. And of course, in the third spot was the four Remember Wolfie, who was well beaten but wasn't too bad overall. Here's a full replay of Heat 12.
All set.